Catherine Lana is with us. Now, Catherine is a journalist, works for Suffolk Libraries, Browsers, Bookshops, Suffolk Magazine, lots of other publications she writes for as well. Has her own website talking all about books and reviewing books, and you organise book events and you help us choose our books as well, which is very kind. And you've read this, haven't you?
I've read this twice.
Have you? Oh, yes. Have you? So had you read it before we talked about it?
I did, yeah. So I've read it again because I wanted it to be fresh, and I actually think that I've gained so much more from reading it again. I wanted to read it again, but sometimes books puzzle you when you read them again. You've got memories of them and it's not quite what they live up to, but there's so much more to discover in it.
This one is really, because I have only got through it, and you're going to tell me it's a book of two halves, and I've only read the first bit, but it really isn't what I thought it was going to be. When you say Mothering Sunday, I don't know what anyone expects, and no. It's really, you really do have to concentrate a little bit at it, because it's
to get orientated,
yeah, to try and work out, you know, what's this about, where is it getting you.
And also I think I don't know, I'm speaking for myself here, but I had preconceptions about what Graham Swift writes about and who he is as an author. I think a lot of people would associate him with Waterland, which is a modern classic now and is very much of a time and of a place, very atmospheric for the Fens. And this is not that. It's set in Berkshire. It's set between the wars, and it's about was set around two grand houses in the countryside, and it's looking at society from two perspectives, really through a relationship. So we've got a maid who's having a secret relationship with the son and heir of the grand house in the neighbouring house to where she's working. And that's the beginning. So we're having their relationship in quite graphic detail, actually, which I found a little bit too much for me.
I did think, wow, this is quite raunchy.
Yes.
Well, not raunchy exactly, but it is, as you say, it is descriptive.
Yes. So I persevered with it, and I think there's a turning point from about page 74 or something, which is almost exactly halfway through, and the book becomes something so much more, I would argue, because we then find that all the events are leading up, or this description of their relationship is leading up to this moment in time when everything changes for the main character, which is Jane. And she's an orphan. She's got nothing to her name. She's a servant. But through this one incident, her life takes another tack. And what is a spoiler now is because
don't listen if that's me. Can I blah, 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 blah. Yes.
So the man that she's having the affair with, the heir, he goes into his car, leaves her after their liaison, and he has a car crash.
Ah.
And obviously it's a huge shock to her, but also the community. And for her, it's a turning point because she realises that she wants to be a storyteller. She becomes a writer. And it's through a number of different episodes in her life. So the person that she works for, he allows her to have access to the library. So she reads books, she is introduced to books that way. And after this tragic incident, she decides that she's going to change the route of her life. She actually goes to work in a bookshop. And through being immersed in this world of books and reading and stories as well, because she's an orphan, she doesn't know her own backstory. She doesn't know what happened to her mother, why and how she was born. And so she's always making stories up in some ways. And so she becomes a storyteller. And we then are taken to the sort of present day where she's a 98-year-old woman looking back on her life through being interviewed, because she's now a best-selling writer.
Oh, fantastic.
And she's being interviewed, just like you might, finding out what was the turning point, what made her become a writer. And she makes up stories for that as well.
Isn't that so clever? When I do my, talk to guests every day, it really is. Life can change just because of one incident when you look back.
Yes.
We'll talk to Ruth Dugdon later. She wanted to be a probation officer because a teacher took her to Hosley Bay. So she became a probation officer. But now she writes these dark stories.
Yes.
So this book is the same, isn't it?
It is,
one incident can really change the whole life.
Yes. And also, because she's being interviewed and they want to find out what was the turning point, she says various things and then realises that she's got to fuel their need for a story. But of course, we've been let in on the real, supposedly real turning point, which was this incident with
this illicit affair.
Yes. But is that the truth?
Did she really just?
Yes. So, you know, it's all of that. And the more you go into the book, the more you want to discover more, because I read it again, and it is a short book, so you can read it quite quickly. So I've read it again, finished it today, and immediately I want to read it again because there are more loose ends that you want to discover. It's
so
it's
the more you know about it, the more you can pick up the second time you read
so
it.
And it's so simply written, and yet there's so much to discover in it. I think it's a really clever book.
How clever is that? So in a way, it doesn't spoil it. We just know a little bit about it. So it's Mothering Sunday, Graeme Swift. Lynn got in touch because she said she read it and wanted to send a quick review as well. She says, I love this book. It's a while since I've read any Graeme Swift. You see, so you thought people would know about him. And I'd forgotten what a good writer he is. He describes the events of that Mothering Sunday in March 1924 so clearly and beautifully. I felt I was there. This book has so many layers, not least the era in which it was set, when servants, even orphaned ones, were given the day off to visit their mother. And that's how Mothering Sunday started, wasn't it?
Yes.
Still is, theoretically, what it's about. And the heavy family expectations placed on Paul, a neighbour's son, the only surviving one of three boys, to become a lawyer and to marry well. The events of that day, as it slowly, gloriously, painstakingly unfolds, colour the way Jane, the housemaid, lives for the rest of her life. My only issue is, she says, with the references to Joseph Conrad, which I couldn't follow because I haven't read him since school. So the significance of that was lost on me. She'll have to go back and read Joseph
Conrad.
That's
right, Conrad. Yes.
And she said, I love the book jacket. Is it Modigliani? Thank you. Modigliani's Reclining Nude, which I thought a brilliant choice for the cover because there is a section where she does lie back luxuriating, doesn't she, as
yes,
well?
Yes, that's right. And I think it's something as well to be said for reviews because I don't know whether I would have picked it up or persevered with it if I hadn't read some reviews which were saying that this was his masterpiece, and because I did struggle at the beginning, but it's so worth persevering. So that's another lesson, isn't it? To keep getting to the end of a book even if you're not sure about it.
So there you go. So if you've started it, you're thinking what, then carry on. And yes, if you haven't, then it's not very long. It doesn't take very long. I'm already halfway through and I haven't read it for very long.
Yes.
So there we go. Graeme Swift's Mothering Sunday. What are we going to read next? Well, we'll tell you in a minute.